The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And given all the excitement last week surrounding the firing of Rex Tillerson, our country's Secretary of State, I believe it's only fitting to start the show off by talking about one of my favorite reality TV shows of all time, and that's none other than Celebrity Apprentice. You see, like many of you, I loved watching the reality TV show Celebrity Apprentice because of what happened at the end of every show in that cold and barren boardroom. Come on, you remember what happened at the end of every show? Because that's where our president coined the catchphrase, "You're fired," with his two kids loyally by his side. Wasn't that reality TV at its finest, especially considering the number of celebrities President Trump actually got to fire, which I think was something like about 100 of celebrity contestants. And all of them were very interesting, unique, and a little bit strange, okay? Like LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, Richard Hatch, and of course, Dennis Rodman, which seems a little bit Alanis Morissette ironic to me, since Dennis Rodman and the Rocket Man in North Korea are such good friends today. I'm just saying. The reality, however, is that Celebrity Apprentice had massive ratings, global popularity, and at least a couple hundred million viewers collectively, which is impressive, especially with the decline in TV ratings today. Now, as for the show itself, it was like eating chocolate. One bite and you were hooked, because every week you wanted to know who President Trump was going to shoot through a cannon every week with his kids Ivanka and Donald Jr. by his side. Now, I got to tell you something. When I was the tax lady and owner of the largest business of its kind in the country with thousands of employees, I had zero fun firing anyone unlike President Trump. So I can assure you, it was nothing like eating chocolate. In fact, it was awful and it was devastating, especially when you actually liked the person you were about to fire. And yet, when our president fired James Comey, or Sean Spicer, or the Mooch, or Steve Bannon, or three-star General Flynn, and recent addition, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, it actually felt entertaining, almost as if I was watching reality TV. I mean, who fires the Secretary of State with a Twitter feed? But then again, I believe this was personal. After all, our country's Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, he actually had the nerve to call our president a moron a couple of months ago. So you knew that his days were numbered, just like the days are numbered for so many other White House staff members and appointees in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Now, I realize firing 20 to 30 federal employees connected to the White House over a 13-month period seems a bit dramatic, but that's only if your name is not Donald Trump, right? Because if your name is President Donald Trump, then you want to win and you want to make America great again at any cost. And you know what that includes? Having the courage to drain your own swamp at the White House. Because in my opinion, Trump 2.0 is going to be a hell of a lot better than Trump 1.0, which means our president is going to change the lineup on his team, as well as the narrative in Washington and the White House, as many times as he wants, on whatever day of the week he likes, and in any manner he sees fit, because he's the president of the United States of America, and he has that right. Which only seems fitting, because the reality is, our president understands that politics is a lot like sports, where there's always a winner and there's always a loser. That I assure you. So here's what you need to know. If we don't have the right people on President Trump's team, our country has no chance of winning. And I'm going to tell you something. Winning is everything to our president. Well, isn't the same true for your little kids? I mean, don't you want them to have the best chances of winning? Which leads me to my first question. Why in the world did President Trump wait so long to actually fire Rex Tillerson after being humiliated by him months ago? You see, I think President Trump waited because he actually liked Rex Tillerson, but I also think CIA Director Mike Pompeo, he wasn't ready. After all, replacing Tillerson with Mike is one of the most historic things our president will ever do in office. And you want to know why? Because he is now appointing a woman to lead the CIA, which has never happened in the history of our country. So if I was Gina Haspel, who's going to be the new director of the CIA, you know what I would be doing? I'd be smoking a fat diamond crown cigar, because you gotta celebrate. This is historical for women everywhere. After all, a 30-year CIA veteran who happens to be a woman is taking over, people, which means we are sending the right message to you, your daughters, and the women in your life. And you know what else it means? Our president respects the Me Too movement. And what you need to understand is that our president has the courage to stand up for women by appointing Gina Haspel, who I feel confident is going to get approved. Which is why I think there's some outstanding lessons to be learned as a result of Rex Tillerson getting fired. First of all, if you're outstanding at what you do and you remain loyal to the president through thick and thin, which includes the Robert Mueller investigation, you're going to be promoted. You're going to get pardoned. You're going to be rewarded, and you're going to remain employed at the White House for however long our president is in office, which can be another 3 years or 7 years, depending on how the election in 2020 goes. But the bottom line is, if you're not loyal to the president or you disagree with him, you might as well call the producer of Celebrity Apprentice, because you don't stand a chance in the White House, nor should you. In fact, I believe the president needs to continue to have the courage to drain his own swamp and get staff in there who's smart, hardworking, and loyal on all fronts. Because the reality is, you can't work with anyone who believes you're a moron, and that includes our president. Now, I want you to know something else, and that is, I commend you, Rex Tillerson, for the outstanding job that you did while serving our great country as Secretary of State. Because the truth is, Rex Tillerson was instrumental in getting North Korea and the Rocket Man to understand the seriousness of President Trump's threats about having fire and fury, the likes of which have never been seen before. I mean, do you really want to play a game of chicken or Russian roulette with President Trump? Because I certainly don't, and it appears neither does the Rocket Man. Which leads me to a deeper message here. President Trump wants to win. You see, that was one of the most important messages that he had before he was elected president. And right now, America is not winning in every state. And that includes our great state of California, where our president actually visited last week for only one night. In fact, look at what he said about California when he came to visit our great state. Because the first thing that he said is, we are in trouble because of our failed state leadership. And I could not agree with him more. In fact, he actually warned that Californians are going to leave by the busloads because we have the highest state income tax in the country, thanks to you, Jerry Brown, and it's 13.3%. I mean, just look at the relationship that President Clinton and President Obama have with our great state. Because it seemed like those presidents were here all the time. Oh, yeah, that's right. They wanted to hang out with Barbara Streisand and Oprah Winfrey, who I assure you, President Trump doesn't want to hang out with them at all. But do you blame our president for ignoring California? Because let's be real, Hollywood hates him, and Silicon Valley doesn't like him either. And yet, the irony here is that without Hollywood, our president would never have been elected. Yeah, I honestly believe that if President Trump didn't star in the Apprentice series on NBC, he never would have won the White House. So the bottom line here is simple. Our president is going to continue to fire whoever he wants to fire on whatever day he wants to, because he wants our country to be unbelievable and great and strong for everyone. All right, everyone, I'm passionate this morning and I've got a great show for you today, because I'm talking about my favorite subject, and that's you. Coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Jonathan Rose and Capital Gold Group.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm telling you right now, I have my favorite doctor in studio. His name is Dr. Daryl Jaffrey, and I'm going to tell you about him for a minute. Dr. Jaffrey is a celebrity nutritionist and a longevity expert who wrote and created the Get Off Your Acid program. Dr. Jaffrey, welcome back to the show.
Ronnie, it's great to speak with you again, and everybody, it's an honor to be on your show.
Dr. Jaffrey, everyone knows that I refer to you as the Goya doctor, because you are the get off your acid doctor, so I'm going to get right into it. In your book, you talk about acidosis and what it is and what we need to know about it. So can you talk about how thousands of people are suffering from it right now?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about acid from a common sense standpoint, you know, acid is so corrosive, it can actually burn a hole through metal. So think about what that's doing inside your body, to your cardiovascular system, to your digestive system. So simply put, acid is the buildup of toxins in the body. And when you look at the standard American diet, which we call the SAD diet, 80, and I would even say higher, 90% of that diet is loaded with these acid-forming foods, things like sugar, grains, dairy, artificial sweeteners, excess meat. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And the problem is that people are pumping these acids into their body every day, and their energy is paying the price. They're gaining, you know, weight. They're getting inflammation. So when you look at it, inflammation is acid. Acid is inflammation, and people's health is paying the price.
And Dr. Jaffrey, I love your sense of humor, right? It's called the SAD diet, because when you are addicted to acid, it's awful. So what causes acid in the body, and how easy is it to reverse it?
Oh, good question, Ronnie. In the book, we break it down into five different sources of acid, and we actually have a really cool quiz, so you can actually take this quiz and discover what your primary source of that acid is. But I would say one of the biggest sources comes from dietary, the things that you eat and drink. You know, let me give you a few examples. So sugar, which was a big one for me growing up, sugar is high in something called lactic acid. And one of the biggest sugars of them all, something called fructose, is high in uric acid. Anyone that has gout knows exactly what that means. Coca-Cola has phosphoric acid, and things like meat are loaded with the triple, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, and nitric acid. So when you look at all the foods that we're eating, they are loaded with these acids. And then you add on the acids in the environment, the chemicals that we're literally surrounded by, and the biggest one, which is stress, which in my opinion outweighs any dietary acid or acid you could put into your body a million times to one.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I have rock star Dr. Daryl Jaffrey. I'm telling you, this doctor gets shout outs from people like Kelly Ripa and myself. Dr. Jaffrey, I want to talk about you. You admitted to me that you were addicted to sugar, just like I admitted to you that I was addicted to caffeine. And because of you, I got off my Diet Coke addiction. And I want to know about your sugar addiction and how you got off of it as well.
Wow. First and foremost, Ryan, I want to congratulate you, because I know on some of our past calls, we've been talking about that. So that is just a huge win for you. So way to go. You deserve to be acknowledged for that. But for me, yeah, I mean, this was a huge struggle my entire life. You know, as a child growing up, I mean, it was one of the worst sugar addictions you can ever imagine. It was leading to all these different sorts of health issues. You know, as a kid, I would get chronic ear infections. You know, as a high schooler, it led to acne and headaches and things like that. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And every doctor that I went to couldn't figure out what was going on. All they were doing was treating the symptoms, masking what the true cause was. So I literally, Ronnie, had to become a health investigator. And as I started to follow the evidence led me to acid. So if there's anybody out there who's dealing with sugar cravings, sugar addiction, what you have to understand is that the reason why is because you have a mineral deficiency in your body. And that mineral especially is magnesium. So what you need to do is start increasing minerals in terms of dark green leafy vegetables, green juices. And as you do that, you're going to see that sugar craving disappear like it did for me in 2 weeks. A lifelong addiction went away in just 2 weeks.
Dr. Jaffrey, you give me goosebumps, right? Just to know that your book, Get Off Your Acid, 7 Steps in 7 Days to Lose Weight and, of course, Fight Inflammation. I want to talk about inflammation because, Dr. Jaffrey, what I noticed when I got off of Diet Coke, I'm telling you, I felt better, as if I almost lost my inflammation. Can you talk about the awful feeling that inflammation brings most of us when we're addicted to sugar, caffeine, and acid foods?
Absolutely. And as I said before, inflammation is acid, and acid is inflammation. They're two and the same things. And when you look at, you know, diet soda specifically in regards to what you were saying, diet soda actually has one of the worst and most toxic artificial sweeteners that there is, called aspartame. And when you look at aspartame, it actually breaks down into something called methanol, and that gets converted to something called formaldehyde. And we all know what formaldehyde is used for: embalming bodies. So this is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with when we use artificial sweeteners and things that have diet or sugarless in it. And I got to say, they're completely toxic to the body. And what those diet things do is they increase the oxidative stress in the body, especially the brain, Ronnie. So when you see different types of inflammatory conditions, you have to understand at the root cause of these are these artificial sweeteners and other acidic ingredients like sugar, like green grains, and they're literally making our body more and more inflamed. But you have to remember that this goes up to the brain. So we get things like brain fog. You know, it can even create things like dementia and as far as Alzheimer's disease. So this is how severe we're talking about as far as what these acidic components do inside our body.
And what I love about your book is that you give me hope, Dr. Jaffer, that we can reverse the damages that we've caused in our bodies from that awful diet. So I want to know about the recipes, right? Because you got a lot of recipes, including tons of delicious sounding smoothies. Now, as it relates to smoothies, with all the juice being pressing out there, is there a difference between juicing and blending?
There definitely is, and what I want to say is that it's never too late to change your health, no matter where you are. And I got to tell you, juicing and blending is one of the best ways to start. But there is a difference, and one is not better than the other. All right, so I really want people to use both. Every day I make sure I have a green juice and a green smoothie. All right, but basically, juicing removes the fiber. All right, so what that means is that you have these micronutrients in the juice, you know, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. So when you drink that juice, it's already in the pre-digestive state. This gets right into your blood within 30 seconds. It increases your energy, and it allows it to do its work right away. Blending, on the other hand, involves the whole vegetable or the whole fruit. All right, so basically what you're getting is both the insoluble and soluble fiber. So basically the digestion's more slowed, all right? It's a sustained release over time. So something like a smoothie can be a replacement meal. And what it's going to do is going to give you this slow-like energy, like a burning coal, that will last longer. So again, they are different, but I really recommend you do both.
Dr. Jaffrey, I'm telling you, you are inspiring me, right? I gave up Diet Coke. I've given up potato chips, and now I'm considering going organic. My last question for you, and I know a lot of people listening right now are wondering the same thing. does this mean in order for me to be healthy, I cannot enjoy my favorite food like a double-double from In-N-Out Burger?
Absolutely. You can have as many of those In-N-Out Burgers as you want, because the name of this game is not deprivation, it's moderation, right? We all need to adapt what I call an 80-20 lifestyle, which means you're putting 80% of these alkaline-forming foods in your body, no more than 20% acidic food. So I give you full permission to have fun, enjoy your life, all right? You want this thing to last and be sustainable. So if all you're doing is depriving yourself of the foods that you like, it's never going to work. So give yourself permission to have those things, but as long as you're putting more of the healthy stuff into the body, the good's going to outweigh the bad, and in the long run, you're going to be so much healthier for it.
Dr. Jaffrey, I love our interviews. You fire me up. You give me hope and goosebumps. Bottom line is, I urge all of you to pick up Dr. Daryl Jaffrey's new book, because it will change your life. Again, get off your acid. 7 steps in 7 days to lose weight, fight inflammation, and reclaim your health. Dr. Jaffrey, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. It's always a pleasure.
All right, everybody, I've got an exciting show for you today, because we're talking about you, your relationships, your love life, and how you're going to love the way your taxes look. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. David Sadat.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something. The surf is always up when I have Dr. David Sadat doing an interview with me, because Dr. Sadat is triple board certified in sleep disorders, plastic surgery, and ear, nose, and throat. Good morning, Dr. Sadat.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Dr. Sadat, I was talking to my producer, Mike, about you, and we were wondering, what do you love the most about what you do? Because, again, you're triple board certified, so you help your patients and clients with a lot of different medical things. Please educate all of us on what you love.
Well, how many hours do you have? Because there's a lot to cover. But I use an example. I just operated on a very young, handsome gentleman from Dubai who is British, and he was using Afrin. For those of you who don't know, Afrin is a nasal spray that opens up the nose, about 1 to 2 bottles a day, because he couldn't breathe through his nose. When I examined him, he had the most severe deviated septum. He was crippled from breathing. He would wake up in the middle of the night, spray his nose so he can breathe, so he can go back to sleep. Basically, he was a crippled nasal obstruction patient. So I just did a septoplasty on him, just a simple septoplasty. Went really well, very, very smooth. I saw him about an hour ago. He's about 2-3 weeks out of his surgery, and he says he's never been able to breathe like this in his entire life. And he no longer uses Afrin. As a matter of fact, he doesn't use any medications whatsoever. He sleeps throughout the night completely, 6 to 8 hours on the average, and very happy. So when I see a patient like that, oh, my God, that gives me the world. It's so much fun to see result like this, a simple surgery where he can change somebody's life.
And Dr. Sadat, I want you to elaborate on that, because you say a simple surgery. Does that mean the procedure is done in office? Does that mean there's no anesthesia? Can you explain how simple it really is? Because thousands of people are listening right now who can't breathe like this particular individual.
Well, good. I mean, good question. You know, sometimes when the problem is when you do something for a long, long time, I'm sure you feel the same. To me, it seems very simple, and for you to be on the radio, it seems very simple for you. So when I say simple, meaning from a surgical technical standpoint, it's extremely simple for me. The surgery involves anesthesia, because nose is very sensitive. It's very difficult to operate on the nose while you're awake. So for comfort reason, we usually put them under anesthesia. It's a light anesthesia, but nevertheless, it is anesthesia. The beauty of it is that there's no scarring or swelling or anything on the outside of the face. So once the patient is done with the surgery, you really can't tell if anything was done. The recovery is not that bad. In the past, we used to pack the nose with kind of tampon-like material just to stop the bleeding. But the way we do that, we do the surgery now, it doesn't require that, so there's no packing in the nose. And basically, deviated septum surgery is going in there, fixing the divider that separates the left side from the right side of the nose and putting it back in the midline so air flows freely from your nose down to your lungs. And for those of you who have this problem, you understand exactly what I'm saying. When you can't breathe, it's miserable. So then the post-op recovery is fairly simple now because we don't use those packing materials. So they're a little out of it for about a day or two from anesthesia. And for about a week or so, the nose is somewhat stuffy, but they can function for the most part without doing heavy-duty exercises or lifting. They can almost do anything else 2-3 days after the procedure. So if you are having problem breathing or can't sleep because you can't breathe through your nose, call my office. We have a solution for you. It's simple. It's doable. Phone number is 310-247-9090, or you can go to my website, www.drdavidsadat.com.
Now, what makes you so unique is that you are triple board certified, also in plastic surgery. So can you educate our audience on what you love about helping your clients and patients with cosmetic procedures?
Just to bring my triple board certification together, I had another patient that had difficulty breathing and chronic sinusitis, meaning that kept getting sinus infections requiring antibiotics and nasal sprays and decongestants with headaches and discomfort and losing work. And at the same time, we realized that one of his problems was a broken nose in the past causing his nose to be crooked. He also said that it's too big for his face and doesn't fit and looks like a schnoz, as he put it. So he requested to have his nose, not only the sinus part fixed and the deviated septum fixed for breathing, but also to make his nose more straight and improve the look. So we just did that. Nose is perfectly straight, looks great, fits his look nicely, and the breathing is back to normal. Interesting, he came with his mom, and young, good-looking guy, and the mom was saying, well, it's time for him to find a wife. So it was really cute, but that just, you know, it was beautiful because he looks great and he feels good. He's breathing well. Again, if you're one of these people that have this problem and you're listening to me, give me a call, 310-247-9090, or go to my website, drdavidsadat.com, and hopefully we can help you with this too.
Now, Dr. Sadat, I am so excited about the plastic surgery and cosmetic procedures that I've had, right? I've had my moles removed, I've had some Botox, and I've had microneedling. What do you find is the most common cosmetic procedures that you're performing in office? Because you've helped thousands of people, like myself, love the way they look.
Well, the most common procedures are exactly what you just said, Botox and injectables, fillers. If they have little blemishes here and there, like a mole that needs to be removed. What's really popular now is that microneedling and stem cell, use of stem cells, or what we call PRP, the fake look that you see and you used to see with big lips and weird cheeks and stuff like that, those days are over. We've really advanced. We're really advanced on making people look so much better and so natural that you should not be able to tell that anything was done. Again, if you're one of those people that is looking for a quick fix to make you look better without having any signs of plastic surgery or Botox, as they say, come and see me, 310-247-9090, or go to my website and you can go from there, drdavidsadat.com.
Now, Dr. Sadat, you and I have talked about men who struggle with sleep apnea and they're forced to wear those awful Star Wars-like CPAP machines. How do you help people sleep better at night?
There's many ways, but I'll use an example of a patient that I just saw because it's so fresh in my head. We had a patient about 36 or 37 years old. She's been struggling with CPAP for the longest time. She cannot use them. It keeps coming off. Doesn't want to be in bed with anybody with that machine on her face. I don't blame her. So we did a special study called sleep endoscopy where we put her to sleep for about 5 minutes, look with the scope in her throat, and look to see where the area of obstruction is. So we found out that her tongue was falling back in her throat when she was on her back. There's a procedure called hypoglossal nerve stimulation. We did that on her. Basically, you implant this device surgically, small surgery, but nevertheless surgically. It brings the tongue forward so slightly to a point that the air doesn't get stuck in the back of the throat and therefore flows nicely to her lung and cures the sleep apnea. It's 84% successful, which is pretty high in a medical procedure like this. So we did that for her, and she's using it now without using any CPAP machine. If you guys are listening to me and you have a sleep apnea problem like that and you want some alternative that's easier, call my office, 310-247-9090, or go to my website, drdavidsadat.com. We can help you.
Dr. Sadat, I thank you so much for another amazing interview. All right, everyone, just like I was talking to Dr. Sadat about Star Wars, CPAP, and alien-like stuff, I've got a compelling final segment for you because I'm talking about actual alien life in America. And all that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a fun segment because I'm talking about aliens and UFOs, which, as you can probably tell by my excitement level, I believe in them both. Now listen, it wasn't like I grew up in a city with UFOs flying around everywhere like you hear about in New Mexico, but I assure you, L.A. had lots of reported UFO sightings, as did San Diego, Phoenix, Vegas, San Francisco, Sacramento, Dallas, Portland, Chicago, Tucson, Dallas, Denver, and of course, the White House. My point here is that tens of thousands of UFO sightings have been reported all over the country by some extremely reputable and well-respected people, like airline captains, co-pilots, doctors, and even naval officers flying around in high-powered military jets. In fact, the very first well-known UFO sighting occurred way back in 1947 when businessman Kenneth Arnold was flying around in a small plane and he claimed to see a group of 9 high-speed objects near Mount Rainier in Washington. Of course, there were aliens up there. Man, it's a beautiful place to see. Now, this guy, Mr. Arnold, he estimated that the speed of these crescent-shaped objects were going several thousand miles per hour, and he said they move like saucers skipping on water. Hence the term, flying saucer was born. Now, what's interesting about this guy's account is how he described the UFO, because he, like thousands of other people, have described them in the very same way, really fast and crescent-shaped. Now, for those of you who are like me and believe in aliens and UFOs, I've got some great news to share with you because our government recently declassified some unbelievable footage of U.S. Navy pilots encountering a UFO with no wings. And this is when they flew by in their Boeing FA Super Hornet fighter jet along the Atlantic coast in 2015. Now, for those of you who haven't seen this footage, I urge you to go on to Google after the radio show and type in the words UFO video, because then you're going to be able to see for yourself what I've been saying for years, and that is, we're not alone, man, and ET is real. Now, what's so cool about the recent UFO video footage is that it was declassified, so you can clearly see the flying alien spacecraft for honestly about 30 seconds. And you can hear the naval pilots absolutely freaking out in a very excitable manner, which kind of got me thinking, if aliens are so mean and hostile, like Hollywood movies allege, why in the world haven't more planes been shot down by UFOs? And why haven't we already been attacked by aliens and their colony with their advanced weaponry? You see, the reality is that these naval pilots, they did not sound scared at all. And instead, it was just the opposite, because they kept saying that they wanted to actually fly something like that. Plus, they kept complimenting the spacecraft's unbelievable ability to accelerate. And all of this is captured on video. In fact, like Kenneth Arnold, do you realize that most people who see UFOs, they all comment on how fast they fly? So if you actually spend a few minutes researching UFOs, you know what's going to shock you? What's going to shock you, because it shocked me, is that tens of thousands of reputable people from all corners and walks of life have actually said they've seen a UFO. And you want to know who this includes? Future Football Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. No wonder that guy is so great on the football field. Or maybe, like myself, he saw an alien because he went to Cal Berkeley and partied a little bit too hard. And who can ever forget what happened in Phoenix, Arizona on March 13th, 1997? Because on that one day, thousands upon thousands of residents in Arizona reported seeing a string of bright lights in a triangular formation flying in the sky like a UFO. I mean, how in the world can all 1,000 of these people be drunk crazy or stone crazy or on too much medication? Because one of them was a well-known doctor, and one of them was an unbelievable surgeon and lawyers and teachers. And bottom line is, I just don't think all of them were lying. In fact, let me tell you what Dr. Cattell said. Do you know what she said? She said that she saw these massive amounts of lights actually turning in unison and making a V formation. I mean, are you kidding me? If you saw something in the sky, a bunch of lights that's turning really fast to form a V, I just don't think you can say it has anything to do with our government. Now, of course, when the government was asked for an explanation by these over 1,000 people, do you want to know what they said? The United States Air Force, they said that E.T. was not coming home. And instead, they came up with some bogus story about flares that were dropped by an A-10 aircraft performing some training exercise at the Barry Goldwater Range in southwest Arizona. Now listen to me, you know that our government doesn't always tell the truth, and with this story, I think they're lying again. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a nice theory that a whole bunch of flares dropped from the sky, except for one very important flaw. How in the world can flares actually make a U-turn and keep a V formation in the sky for hours at a time in the exact same place? Because you know what? I've been to Home Depot, I've been to Ace Hardware, and from what I've been told, flares just don't do that. Now, another reputable person who claims to have seen these lights in Phoenix way back in 1997 was Hollywood actor Kurt Russell. Now, let me tell you something about Kurt Russell. Of course he saw the lights in the sky when he was flying in his private plane, because he's dating one of my all-time favorite actresses in Golding Hawn. And for all we know, Kurt Russell was a little bit busy in that Mile High Club. In fact, the Escape from LA actor said that he was traveling on a plane and he really wasn't doing a thing when he all of a sudden saw these lights. Hey, and let's not forget about our government, because did you know that they actually spent some $22 million from 2007 to 2012 looking for UFOs, which means they're just as anxious to find aliens as we are, since we've not had a reported alien crash here in America since that alleged crash in Roswell, New Mexico, some 70 years ago. Which leads me to my first question. If tens of thousands of people have seen UFOs, how come you and I have never met them? I mean, if I was an alien, I think I'd want to visit California, even if it was just for a day, like President Trump did. And that's because California is beautiful. In fact, if you're listening, I'd like to invite you to go surfing with me in Santa Cruz, okay? But you and I know that aliens are so advanced, and I don't think they want to waste their time with us. Or maybe aliens know that our country is divided, and we're full of hate, awful rhetoric, greed, and disease. After all, why would an alien want to pick up a disease to bring back to their beautiful planet? You see, that's the one thing that I really don't understand. And I believe in UFOs, and I believe in aliens. I just want them to come on down and meet us, and maybe even go with me to get a double-double at In-N-Out Burger, because Dr. Daryl Jaffrey told me that I could eat as many as I want. All right, everybody, I'm out of time, but I'd like to thank you for your support and encourage you to visit us at our beautiful website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com. The bottom line is, wherever you roam in life in your alien spacecraft or on your beautiful surfboard, I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.